Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 8, 1 to 4. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. My theme for reflection is when heaven grows silent. When heaven grows silent. If you have ever been in a room full of people where suddenly everything goes quiet, you know it is usually for one of two reasons. Either something awkward just happened, or something serious is about to. When heaven itself goes silent, you know it is the latter. Revelation 8 opens with an arresting hush. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. That is enough to make even the angels hold their breath. And what happens next reveals something unexpected. At the center of God's judgment and justice is a golden altar, and on it, the prayers of the saints. E.M. Bounds commented that prayer moves the hand that moves the world. This is not just an inspiring thought. It is a deep theological reality that Revelation boldly affirms. The prayers of God's people, often offered in frailty and longing, are not a soft murmur lost in heaven's grandeur. They are woven into the very center of God's redemptive plan. What ascends in prayer will return in power. This vision is startling. Incense, mingled with the prayers of the saints, lies before God from the hand of an angel. This is no distant symbolic act. This is heaven receiving the cries of earth. And it is not lost in the shuffle. It is sacred. It is offered at the altar, the same altar near which the martyrs cried out, "How long, O Lord?" Revelation 6, verse 10. God heard them, and he hears us. Our cries for justice, our sighs of grief, our aching intercessions, they ascend like incense, they matter. Then something even more startling happens. The angel fills the censer with fire from the altar and hurls it to the earth. The result, thunder, lightning, and an earthquake. Heaven responds to the prayers of the saints with power. In this symbolic act, God reminds his people, your prayers are not pointless. They are part of his purposes. He will act in his time through his justice for his glory. This passage brings both comfort and challenge. Comfort because it means that our groans, our how long prayers, and even the tears we cannot quite form into words are treasured by God. They are not dismissed, but elevated, and they move the heart of heaven. And challenge because it reshapes how we think about prayer. If prayer is not just a private spiritual discipline, but a weapon in God's campaign to make all things new, then it must not be an afterthought in our lives. It is how the saints partner with God in his work. It is how the faithful cry for justice in a world bent under its own weight of sin. Too often we give up praying because we think nothing is happening, but silence does not mean absence. Just as in Revelation 8, the silence of God is sometimes the silence of preparation, the hush before the holy. He is not asleep. He is waiting, working. We must not mistake divine patience for divine apathy. So we pray, not because we are good at it or because we always feel like it, but because Christ, our high priest, has made a way. The same incense is his. The altar is his. And he brings our prayers, small, stuttering, and sincere, into the very presence of Almighty God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what have you stopped praying about because you assumed heaven was silent? Number two, how does it change your view of prayer to know it is treasured and active in God's justice? Our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes today to write out a prayer specifically for justice, not only in the world at large, but in your community, family, or even your own heart. Place it somewhere visible, and each time you see it, breathe it again before God, trusting it rises like incense. O Lord of heaven and earth, you are not deaf to our cries nor blind to our tears. You gather our prayers and breathe them into your purpose. Teach us to pray with faith, with perseverance, and with reverence. Let our words rise as incense, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, whoever lives to intercede for us, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.